This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. Campaigning for Delhi Assembly elections has reached its peak with just one day remaining for it to end. Leaders and star campaigners from BJP, AAP and Congress are leaving no stone unturned to woo voters with roadshows, door-to-door campaigns and public meetings across the city. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday alleged that the Aam Aadmi Party announces new policies every hour out of frustration. Addressing a public meeting in RKpuram, Mr. Modi claimed that AAP is so shocked that it is resorting to false announcements. He also alleged that the party has wasted the past 11 years and has not done any development work.
Aapda ke leaders use chhodkar ja rahe hain. Ye jaan chuke hain ki ground par janta आपदा से कितना नाराज है, कितनी नफरत करती है। दिल्ली के लोगों के गुस्से से आपदा पार्टी इतनी गमरा गई है कि हर घंटे झूठी घोषणाएं कर रही है।
Meanwhile, the Aam Aadmi Party convener Arvind Kejriwal wrote to the Chief Election Commissioner demanding action against BJP workers and Delhi police officers, alleging that they had attacked his party workers. Addressing the media, Mr. Kejriwal claimed that AAP workers in the New Delhi Assembly were being intimidated and harassed by BJP workers. On the other hand, Chief Electoral Office of Delhi said that no written complaints could be traced in most of the cases of allegations against BJP workers for intimidating and harassing AAP volunteers in New Delhi Assembly constituency. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi addressed public meetings at Hauzkazi, saying this is a battle of ideologies and Congress is fighting to save the constitution. Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi claimed that AAP and BJP have suddenly focused on women issues now that elections are near. Elections for the 70-member Delhi Assembly will be held on Wednesday and the counting of votes will take place on Saturday. The Uttar Pradesh government has enhanced security arrangements in Mahakumbh Prayagraj in view of the third Amrit Snan on Basant Panchami today to ensure safety of devotees. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has instructed officials to ensure zero errors in arrangements. Over 50,000 police personnel, including paramilitary forces, have been deployed to ensure the safety and security. The Mahakumbh area has been designated as a no-VIP zone for the safety and convenience of devotees. India's ambitious mission to send scientists to explore the depths of the ocean in specially designed submersible Samudrayaan got a boost with Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman allocating 600 crore rupees for the deep ocean mission. The mission involves mapping deep ocean floors and developing technologies like a manned submersible with 6,000 meter water depth rating. It also involves exploration of deep sea mining and sustainable utilization of deep sea bioresources and developing engineering designs for offshore thermal energy driven desalination plants. The budget announcement of zero tax for earning up to 12 lakh rupees per annum and the rejig of tax slabs across the board should prompt more than 90% of individual taxpayers to embrace the new tax regime, said CBDT Chairman Ravi Agrawal. In a post-budget interview to a news agency, he said that the government's philosophy and approach is to ensure a non-intrusive tax administration. The Amrit Udyan at Rashtrapati Bhavan opened for public viewing from yesterday to 30th March. President Draupadi Murmu graced the opening of the Amrit Udyan Winter Annuals Edition 2025 on Saturday. People can visit the Udyan 6 days a week between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. except on Mondays. In men's cricket, India defeated England by 150 runs in the fifth and final T20 international match at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai last night and won the series by 4-1. Chasing a target of 248 runs set by India, England were all out for 97 in 10.3 overs. Earlier, after being put into bat, hosts scored 247 runs with loss of 9 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.